The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the inside of a broken freezer, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with the worst little podcast in the world. This week I've got Chewbacca riding shotgun with me. Dogwater Dick, Michelle Bell, and Josh are all back in the studio. And here in the studio we've got some guys I've never seen. It's Lil Mijos.
Talking out of our ass.
It's just, I don't know. I
like laughing at that. Me. Don't judge me.
Be so sensitive, Rory. Right.
Judgy McJudge.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Tyler and Reese.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Welcome.
Neither one of you are in the slightest Latino.
I'm half Mexican. So
yeah.
Is are?
Yeah, so yeah. Am I.
Okay. So actually, together, they're one Mexican.
Between
yeah.
The one.
Yeah.
Is it the lower half?
So
the top half of you doesn't look Latino at all.
It's the plural that is misleading.
Can't judge a book by its cover, dude.
Oh, it's actually, yeah. I think it's just Lil Mijo.
Niggers. Lil Mijo?
Mijo. Lil Mijo. There's no S.
Just singular.
Oh, all right. Oh, well.
Like Lil Mijo.
Well, I'll just have to fire the producer
well,
over
but
that
you,
mistake.
But there's two of you.
Yeah, but
we are
Mijo.
The little Mijo.
Yeah, like we are the between Mijo.
The Mijo.
The two halves make one.
We are mixed Mijo. I don't know.
It's like Captain Planet, Rick. Just roll with
Captain
it.
Captain Planet.
Mijitos.
But yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Well, hey, it's nice to have you guys on the show.
Nice to be here.
I didn't catch all your set at the Merry Anarchy this past Christmas.
Where it was outside assholing off.
No, I was parenting.
Ah.
In their case, in particular.
I also do that from time to time.
I was driving a child home and feeding her dinner at that point.
At the same time?
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But Nick said you guys were awesome and I should totally put you on the show.
It's really wild and weird so far.
We try to be interesting.
Yeah. Look, Nick didn't even show up to see him.
Nick, who is, yes, unfortunately not here, but unfortunately, fortunately, Nick just got married this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yay. That's right. Yeah. Mr. Nick Ramirez tied the knot to the lovely young Mikey Haley.
Woohoo!
In a lovely little ceremony. That
beautiful.
The
Chewbacca. A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
There was no, I didn't even see anybody.
At the reception.
Was there?
Oh, JT.
Yeah,
I guess.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. There's a handful, yes.
I'd just suck his dick.
That's not cool,
Nick.
You just got married. You're a married man now.
Nick was a really good boy.
You gotta stop sucking guys' dicks.
No, we all look great. We're all dressed in triple black suits.
We looked fun.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know.
It was a nice little. It was a nice ceremony.
Huh.
Rick's ruining. Because he couldn't make it because he had to record
something. I'm a terrible fucking friend.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I'm so, for real. No, and every time Nick gets married, I'm already working some other place. I've missed all of them. I saw his first wedding when he didn't know me. So that's the only
that
one I saw.
Good 25 years ago.
Hey, and speaking of which, Quentin was also in the wedding with, with the lovely and talented Debbie Harry.
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, I just remembered his dog's name is Debbie Harry.
There's a dog there.
It was pretty awesome.
It was a great wedding.
We rode in a pimp-ass limo.
Yep, we all rode around.
It was awesome.
It was cool.
And we had a great time at the reception.
Now,
we all looked rad.
The only thing that makes a wedding interesting is the things that went wrong. So was there like, did we have any drunken moment at the end, like at the end of your wedding, Rory, where you were driving away, or I was driving away, flipping you off, screaming at the top of my lungs
Rick,
while you.
Come on, that was at the beginning of the reception. That was midway. That's the midway point of the day. That wasn't the end
of
nothing.
We did make it out of the church okay.
Yeah, for you, that was the end of the day.
I accidentally peed outside the urinal one time late. Just a little bit, though.
I was told. Okay, so I ran into somebody the next day that I had seen at the reception, and I left at a reasonable hour. I had the young princess bomb Riku with us, so we took off at like 10:30, probably, maybe a little later, whatever. But I ran into a friend who had been there later than we had, who had mentioned the kind of magical night he was having.
LSD.
No, I'm not entirely sure. Riku was around when he told me. So he just said it was very magical, and the light show at the bar was great. Shelter has all these shifting lights.
That was a cool spot for a reception,
It was a lot of fun. But he said something to the effect of, well, hey, did you see what happened in the bathroom? I said, no. Okay, well, if you do, I'll own up to it.
He saw that I peed outside the urinal?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with you peeing outside the urinal.
Oh, okay. It looked like somebody else may have already done it when I got there.
Sounds like maybe more of a mess.
That's where food comes out.
Oh, my God.
But until I hear about what said incident, I don't even know what happened. So.
It could be anything.
That was after I left, so who knows. But while I was there, it was a great party, a lot of fun, great food.
Good people.
Great people. Super. Yeah, it was chaos. There were too many people. I didn't even say hi to everybody I knew.
Fuck. Even did they just rock that church?
And we were there for hours and hours and hours.
One thing about the wedding is I was bummed out I wasn't going to get to go to the UNLV basketball game. But being at a sports bar, the game was on TV.
Thank God.
While I was dancing to Michael Jackson with my beautiful wife, I got to watch part of the game.
That's pretty. Like, literally while you were dancing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yep.
Score.
Yeah, it was a good party.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, and on that hard stop, I'm going to say we have a phone call to make because I just realized the time.
Say, the last thing Nick said to me when I left that night was that he'd see me Monday at the podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. Nick told me weeks ago he wasn't going to be here the Monday after he got married.
No, Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
Actually, Nick told me, and I know who's going to be on an episode. I just sometimes neglect to tell everybody else. Okay. So that's the information chain problem failed with
me. The information chain was directly from him to me.
Oh yeah, that point,
right?
But you cannot take anything that comes out of a recent groom, inebriated recent groom's mouth for
at 10:30 p.m. on your wedding night's a hard time to get a straight answer. Yeah,
no, that was just habit.
Yep,
because he's used to seeing you every Monday.
Yeah, he forgot.
He's here in spirit. There's a microphone set up for him and everything.
He might have been high. I don't know. I'm not gonna. I'm not, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And that microphone is set up for Jesus.
Oh, right. Awesome. Hey, high five, Jesus.
All right.
Hey, don't whip that out here. And no, we will not do that with the car later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
He keeps telling me to do these things, Rick. I don't know why you keep inviting him. All right, phone call. We are going to call a former guest of the show.
Oh, really?
A non-native resident of Reno.
Dave Richards.
No. Or non-native, non-resident of Reno. A young gentleman who came through Reno a year?
3 or 4 years ago.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, maybe. Mr. Kai Alfred Hillig, an acoustic guitar performer from the Pacific Northwest somewhere. The woods. He just lives in the woods.
Don't go out the woods.
But he's got a new album coming out that's called Great Falls Memorial Exchange. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about that as soon as he picks up the phone.
Hey there.
Hey, Kai. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kai Hillig.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
Hi.
Kai Alfred Hillig. Excuse me. I'm just reading it off my phone, and it doesn't like middle names, you know.
No, it's okay. You know, most people don't tag on the middle part, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How you been?
I've been all right, yeah.
You've had a lot of stuff going on. You've had some music come out. You got married, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, I did that too, yeah.
You've done a lot of crap in the last couple of years.
I tend to stay pretty busy, and I keep telling myself to stop making music, and then I don't, you know, so.
it's a dragon you're never going to stop chasing.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way, yeah.
Well, speaking of which, you've got a new album coming out here. We just mentioned Great Falls Memorial Exchange. Is that the name of it?
Interchange.
Correct? Interchange, excuse me.
Yeah.
And fire that's the producer. Right. He's made like 8 mistakes today.
Fuck.
Well, that's funny, actually, because I did another podcast earlier today, and they made the same mistake, so it must be what the brain wants to do with it.
Exactly. But so what's that all about?
It's kind of a playoff of when I was on the last tour. I mean, the title, as far as that goes.
Sure. I was just kind of leaving it open-ended for you to interpret. So, yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I pulled the title from when we were on the last tour. We went by a James Dean Memorial Interchange, you know, where he died in his little car there. And I had a friend that kind of passed away in the spring, and he was from Great Falls, so I thought it'd be kind of... I was thinking, well, they do these kind of things for celebrities, but you know, there's no way they're going to do it for someone that was just kind of a simple dude like my friend. So I figured, you know, it was kind of
excellent.
Maybe they'd put up a memorial for him there. So that was kind of my way of doing that for him.
Very cool. Well, and now is that just with the album title, or what's the rest of the album about? How long is it? It's full length, right? Am I correct?
It's like full length. It's 12 songs. A lot of it kind of references that in one way or another, or kind of references, you know, death quite a bit, but not always in a negative way. It kind of in like some things is good that they're not sticking around and not necessarily
like
literal
Hitler
death. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Rick's talking. Okay, you can't hear him. But
you
Rick,
have to tell him that
he's talking just, in my ear, and I
pretend
can't
like,
hear you.
You just pretend like he could.
Yeah, but you threw me off. You said something and broke my train of thought, faggot.
Damn,
no, he's gonna think there's a lot of love over there. There's a lot of love.
Oh, a lot of love.
Yeah, fucking A.
I'm gonna fire the producer, which is myself, and I'm just gonna get the engineer who owns the studio mad at me.
Well, you know, I'm sure you guys have a bit of a rapport going, so you can get away with a little bit of cruelty.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, no, good. I'm excited. I haven't listened to the full album. I listened to the first couple of tracks, but
was it rocky? Was it like folky? What was it?
Well,
what should we expect?
It was
Rory?
Folky. It was an acoustic guitar. It was. You have
nice.
Other people playing with you throughout the album, though, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Most of it's full band. I mean, we had about seven dudes kind of crammed into a little studio, and
I can relate to that.
Live, first time I'd ever kind of done that, where we're you got everybody in one room just kind of doing it. Yeah, a lot of it's a little bit more upbeat than some of my previous recordings, just because I wanted to kind of take it up a notch.
Nice, yeah. New level.
Sweet.
Well,
so
is this is this available currently, or does it have a drop date still?
It's February 26th is when it comes out. We're just kind of doing little, you know, previewing little bits of it here and there, and, you know, talking to folks such as yourselves, you know.
Give
and,
everybody a chance to save
and,
some money to buy it.
Just kind of getting it ready to come out and into February.
Right, and if we wanted to say drop a track in, which track would pair best with the podcast? You think?
I would do Yes, Grinning Face of Death.
Do you know what number that is? Because my track listings don't have titles.
What a scam for that lyric.
Five.
Number five. Okay, we're gonna plug that in later.
Hell yeah!
Right on.
Oh, snap.
But we have some guests in the studio right now. I want to thank you for taking the time out to wait for my call like the last half hour.
Oh,
I was just listening to some music and stuff. But
when
that
it
was
does,
cool.
oh, are
when
you
it
gonna,
does come out, is it going to be on like SoundCloud or is it going to be
you,
yeah? Where's it going to be available?
When it comes out, is it going to be available? Where on the internet can people find it?
It'll be available on iTunes, and it'll also be available on my Bandcamp, which is just kaialfredhillig.bandcamp.com.
Cool.
Good luck spelling my name, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I'll spell it
well,
right.
Yeah, spell it so we know.
I mean, for most people, I mean, if I say my name a lot of times, like on the radio, some people, they Google, I'll see some of the Google search terms because my Bandcamp shows me that stuff, and
right.
some of the Google search terms for my name are pretty fun.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. What people hear instead when they don't read it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Kyle and Hilling, and I get a lot of Kyle.
Kyle,
I get Kyle's
yeah.
a lot. Yeah.
Wish I got more Kyle.
Well, and then when are you going to be heading back down around these parts? You ever going to do a NorCal Nevada tour again?
Yeah, yeah. We're just starting to kind of talk about it now. It'll probably be like fallish, I'm guessing, or summertime. Just because the record's coming out in towards the beginning of spring coming up here, so we'll probably start planning for it sometime in spring.
Hey, definitely be in touch. We'd love to try to get you back in the studio if you're coming in the area.
Oh yeah, I'd love to. We had a lot of fun last time we came through, so it'd be good to see you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what's he wearing right now?
And Rick also wants to know, what are you wearing right now?
I look like a logger.
You got the flannel on.
Tuck it in, Rick.
That's really hot, dude.
I got a flannel on and some kind of Levi's jeans, and that's not too exciting. I mean, unless you're into like, you know, the brawny man or something.
I totally am.
Oh, he had to let his belt out after hearing that.
Thank you. I'm finished.
Well, then, hey, there you go.
Right. I really appreciate
it's working
that.
Working for somebody.
Well, yeah. Hey, Kai, thanks for talking to us again, man. Have a great night and good luck with the release. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Good chatting with you folks.
Later, man.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Kai Alfred Hillig.
Bam!
K-Y-E.
Just like the sex lotion, but with an E on the end.
Yeah, K-Y-E. Alfred, like Batman's butler.
Oh, I want that to be our radio station, W-K-Y-E. K-Y Radio.
Hillig. H-I-L-L-I-G.
Motherfucker.
Check him out on Bandcamp. He already has lots of stuff out there for you to peruse before this, the tracks you've heard. But the one song that I did hear was really okay. Yeah.
Yeah, peruse it.
I had other deadlines and other CDs to listen to. Nice. I didn't have time to listen to it.
Oh, fuck, Rory.
My brain fell out today, so much to the point that driving over here, I went to take a sip of soda, and the part where the soda comes out, I had completely lifted up to my lips, upside down.
Sideways or upside
no,
down?
No, completely. So I didn't
like,
spill.
It was like you were trying to drink with your nose?
No, I was trying to drink out of the tab and the closed part of the can. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to drink the upside like I have the hiccups, but just normal.
That sounds like an adventure.
Half of my brain has fallen out since 4:30. I don't know what happened.
Fuck.
Did you drop your drum key?
I dropped my phone.
He's always dropping his drum key.
Yeah, I lose the drum key like 5 times.
Maybe it's because I had a sushi burrito.
It might be.
Oh, what?
I had a sushi burrito.
Where the fuck
today.
Is that?
Sounds pretty good.
Santa Cruz Sushi in Meadowood Mall. And really, it's worth going to.
Is it
to
next
the mall.
To the hot dog
Dude.
On a steak shop?
I don't exactly know where it is.
I've seen it once or twice.
Somebody at work brought it to us.
It's a sushi burrito.
They have
burrito?
A 10-item menu. It is a like when I say burrito, I'm talking like
tortilla,
speedy burrito sized, like big ass burrito sized burrito, but it's sushi.
Are you fucking serious? Jesus Christ! Where? How much was it?
The wrap is they're like $10 a piece. The one I got was deep fried.
Ooh. So it was really a sushi chimichanga.
Well, mine, but that's the only one. It is just called deep fried, and it had like salmon and spicy crab and sriracha and spicy mayo. It was so fucking good.
Chimichanga smells like fish.
I mean, and it was like like big ass burrito size. I could barely finish half of it at lunchtime.
Holy shit!
Sounds like
I
a great idea.
So I want
to
try that.
I brought my prey and home for my beloved to eat tonight. Well, and stuff, so she can have it.
I killed this burrito myself.
She's really mad I got to try it before she did. The text conversation went along the lines of, what? No, don't tell me that. Shut up. I hate you. Do you want loving? I hate you. Is there going to be a burrito for me when I get home?
Yeah, you not bringing me one.
Oh, wait,
I'm not going to fuck you either.
I left out, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah. Sounds like a player hater.
She was a little mad that I got to try that today.
Well, you can.
And I did bring half the carcass home to her, like a good dog.
Fuck.
A good beaten dog.
Can't remember the last time I ate half a burrito.
Was she as impressed as you were?
I don't know. She's probably eating it right now.
She should
now.
Be texting you, thank you so much for this burrito.
When you come home, I'll be naked.
Yeah. But if you haven't, at least check it out for the novelty factor. Big-ass burrito-sized sushi. It's fucking awesome.
I'm on it.
Fucking awesome.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, now I'm hungry. Thanks for that.
Well, like, you pay $16 for the all-you-can-eat, and frankly, I couldn't eat half of the $10 item.
Nice.
And I'll save that for later. They don't let you take home the leftovers at all you can eat.
Yeah. That's for damn sure.
Shit's dope.
Damn right, kiddo. Damn right. So, lo mijo, what do you do? I don't know what to expect here. You got a guitar and drums?
We play sounds. I don't know.
We put just, notes together.
I don't know. We basically, like, we kind of met everything. Up. At one point, I was in another band. I still had Little Mijo, but I was looking for a drummer. And then I met his brother. Then,
And his brother sucked
and then
at
we
drums.
All, no,
yeah. Well,
no,
yeah,
he
his
didn't
brother
suck.
Was shit. His, okay.
I heard his brother's a dick.
I'm a lot better than him. But
Rick, I'm sorry. You're not
yeah,
bad. Rick isn't bad. Rick is just very specific.
He's more like a studio drummer where he plays like one beat.
He wants to know exactly
you, Rick.
How
you hear this,
be.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. And I wing everything. So
Rick, you
I can
learn other beats.
Oh, all right. I love chicken wings. He likes structure. You like running around on the open.
And we're both kind of running around.
And that's why I have this guy.
Okay.
We're kind of more on the same level.
He can't find his fucking drum key, but he can drum.
Yeah, I can't play. Yeah, I can't find a drum. I couldn't even find my shoes to get here.
Well, do you want to play a song?
Yes.
Right now?
I'd be up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tyler, get the fuck out.
Okay, I'm going. I'm going to go find my drums.
Yo, Tyler.
Oh, we got to move your mic.
Is it just you two in the band? Do you have,
yeah, it's just the two of us.
So there's not like more when you're not here.
No, we don't want to pay more people.
And I'm going to ask a question I'm sure that is burning in Rick's head. Do you guys ever practice with your shirts off?
I will do it all the time.
Tyler will do it right now. Excellent.
Where's the camera?
Good answer.
Michelle, it's less weird if you take the picture.
All right.
Oh dear!
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if he's serious.
Hey, I love Michelle. There, are you serious?
Let's see.
How long you guys been playing?
It's been about a year and a half now.
Okay.
So if you suck, you guys really suck.
Yeah,
you
then we're
just
better.
Practicing.
We
sucking.
Should just be giving up at, right. At that point.
Fuck.
Hey, no, did Gigi Allen ever give up?
yes, he died.
As a matter
did
of fact,
his music, did his music ever get any better?
He's just like, look, I'm just going to smear shit on my face naked. Is that cool?
And I'm just going to go ahead and die.
I can't learn to play B flat. I'm going to bleed on you.
Does my dick look small in this outfit?
You people, worst kind of people. All right. You there, Tyler? All right. Let's do Stepping Out.
Brain's always running, always searching for an end, I guess. Don't think I'm suicidal, I'm just fucking bad at chess. It's not that I'm tired, it's not that I'm weary, it's not that I'm weak. It's just that I'm trying to close my eyes and drift to a dream. Cause when we're pushing our hardest, it's harder to solve it. It's tough to see it all with our face in the screen. Not saying I give up, but I just wanna stop, breathe. I'm writing these songs, but I just wanna fucking scream. Why can't I just go? I burnt all my loved ones right down to the floor. I don't wanna cause any problems, I'm not saying I won't fight. See, I'm so sick of waiting for all I know. You're on the other end, it's just a show. Well, I'm not asking, I'm telling you now. I'm stepping out. Oh, here we go, another run around, another show. Got circles under my eyes, so large it's hard to disguise. Spend so much time on my flow and how I sound like that every note that I make composed don't sound right. Cause when we're pushing our hardest, it's harder to solve it. It's tough to see it all with that face on the screen. Not saying I give up, but I just wanna stop, breathe. I'm writing these songs, but I just wanna fucking scream. Why can't I just go? I burnt all my loved ones right down to the floor. I don't wanna cause any problems, I'm not saying I won't fight. You see, I'm so sick of waiting for all I know. You're on the other end, it's just a show. I'm stepping out. Well, damn it, I think we've reached an impasse. But I just wish you would agree. Well, I have to go now. I have to leave. If only it were that easy for me. Out tonight. I don't want to cause any problems. I'm not saying I won't fight. You see, I'm so sick of waiting for all I know. You're on the other end, it's just a show. Well, I'm not asking, I'm telling you now. I'm stepping out.
Fuck!
Yeah.
That's pretty great!
Well, thank you.
Fuck. I dig that a lot. That's like that punk rock and shit.
Riku don't know nothing.
You sing like the dude from the Smoking Popes.
I don't even know if, you know, that's terrible to say, but I don't even know if I've ever heard of the Smoking
Popes. You should listen to that.
Have you ever seen
that.
The Popes that
good,
smoked like, in Rome?
90s era Chicago Rome. Punk rock. Good shit. Yeah.
We talking like...
lounge punk.
Dead Milkmen? Like
later.
Okay.
You only know Dead Milkmen and NoFX, right?
No, like...
Okay.
Well, because Milkmen is like late 80s, early 90s. These guys would have been like early 90s into late 90s. Kind
oh,
of
okay.
And don't feel bad. I don't know who they are either.
Yeah, no, they were like, you know, regional.
Sorry, we come together.
Yep.
Just got to move this...
Oh, he's coming back up, but I think... Should we? How many songs do you guys have?
We have a few. I mean, it's really just
up
to...
Yeah, do a second song right now.
Let's do another one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do another one. All right.
Did he really have his shirt off, Rory?
Make a dude run up and down the stairs.
Not when he was coming into the
Hey, man, it's good exercise for him.
Yeah. I just feel like
me. I'm just
going
to imagine that he does.
He's a young guy who looks like he's probably in good shape.
Hey, Tyler, is your shirt off?
I can't imagine running up and down the stairs like that.
You said you were going to do that, you liar.
Take your shoes off.
Now you're a liar. I don't care how good a drummer you are.
Take off your pants and jacket.
Yeah, jacket.
I think Rick Cowbell. Just wants you to leave on just one sock.
He just wants you to jacket.
Okay,
if you know what I'm saying.
Let's do a... Girl. Tyler. let's do 3005. Okay. All right.
What you do? When I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up, 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 hold up. Hold up, wait a minute, all good. Just a week ago, crew at my house and we party every weekend. So on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me dance around like I don't know, like I won't be alone. Now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. But why is you lying? But why you Mufasa? Yeah, Mikasa, Tsukasa, got a stripping like Gaza. Got so high up volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva, I thought got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we live bagas, we bagas. Fuck out, you pay for your friends, I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, but I feel so the opposite. And competent, make that happen, cause Saturdays we gon' ravage. The saddest shit is a bad, so these days are from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up. No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up, 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 hold up. Used to care what people thought, but now I care more. Man, nobody getting figured out here. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending. Depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect. We spend it with no shame. We'll blow it like Coltrane. We in here like Rogaine. I'll leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, the whole crew singing swan songs. Cause we all just take time bombs. Got a Lambo, Bronze Bomb. And no matter where all of my friends go, and my family Lorenzo, all of the people my kinfolk. At least I think so. Can't tell, cause when the check's clear, they're not here. It's like they don't care. It's kind of sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, it's ass to stab in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping. I'm glad that it happened. I mean, in between us, I think the special. And if I lose my man, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up. No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up, 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 hold up.
Thank you.
All right, you can come back up for real this time.
Don't be a baby back bitch.
Well, you could have requested the mic just be down there, but you didn't.
Sorry. There's plenty of room in here for a change.
He would have just noodled nice. The whole time.
Fifth wheel guy that's in the corner. So,
you're right. Is he a noodler?
Oh, are you fucking
if he was
me?
Just sitting down there, he'd just be tapping.
Dude,
he was like,
let me hear the drums. Okay, I'm going to go in the bathroom now. I can't hear the drums. That sounds great. I'm going to go. Blah, blah, blah. It was just like fucking, I think I lost my drum key again. It's like all over.
Fuck,
there's
my
no
drum
way.
Key.
Yeah, there's no way he would have fucking sat still long enough to not just be all tapping shit.
I didn't take a sock
dude.
Off.
He did take a sock off.
Thank you, Jesus.
I left it downstairs.
I like to compare him to, you know, the Muppets, the.
Animal.
Do nothing weird to a song.
You guys sound like the Barely Naked Ladies if they weren't fat faggots. So
I'll take that one. That
I really, I really appreciate that sound. Yes. Yeah, I meant it in a nice way.
It's the perfect time of year.
In the nicest way.
Something about dress and money.
I can't even read my own handwriting. So are you guys local kids?
Yes.
We're from Carson, yes.
Man, do you think that's what made you gay?
A little bit.
You know, kind fair. Of.
I think it pushed
tough,
me that way.
But,
I love
you know,
Chewy's on point and insightful journalism.
It's like he's on a different show. Yeah,
I do those things months and years ahead of time.
That's impressive. Yep.
There's this timer on Rick's soundboard that just plays.
I just knew we might eventually have like one guest from Carson, like we do every other fucking
he's
week.
He's like Kreskin.
There's not really a music scene in Carson at all.
Yeah, there is so.
No, really one. Are they hiding? Three guests of ours
the music scene from Carson doesn't play in Carson. They all drive up here to
Reno.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to play.
And
but
don't know each other down there.
Yeah. Some of my favorite musician people are living
yeah,
in Carson.
But, oh, yeah, but you don't see shows there. That's
yeah.
not a common
nothing
thing.
There.
Not very often.
I believe, yeah. The
like two places
there's a lack
to play?
Of venues.
Have you guys played Kamakafi like yeah. five times?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we play Kamakafi, the Caterpillar Lounge.
Fairgrounds.
A
to Zen.
Yeah, A to Zen.
My backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another good
I'm
one.
Just kidding.
Is that the name of a club or your actual backyard?
No, it's my actual backyard.
I like how you roll that off. That somebody should make that the name of like a coffee shop.
Oh,
club.
Yes.
Oh, let's go to my backyard.
Didn't have gas, so I stayed there.
And then people get confused and random folks show up at your house at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Just like how the people who make Kentucky Fried Movie wanted to call it Theater Closed for Renovation.
Oh.
They nixed that.
But a bumch.
Carson's cool.
So yeah. Oh, do you guys live up here now, or are you in Carson?
No, we're in. Well, I'm in Carson. He's in Dayton.
I live in Dayton.
How do you say where you live?
You're a farm boy.
I live in Dayton.
In Dayton.
Thank you. And how do you say? And if you went up to the hill to the larger thing, it would be called a.
I don't know.
Mountain.
Oh, is that what it is?
How do you say mountain?
Mountain.
Thank you.
How do you say it?
Everybody from Dayton doesn't pronounce the T.
It's because they're sad.
I go, well, we're from Dayton. Dayton.
There's not much out there but a Smith.
Dayton. We're going to go up to the mountain.
They don't even need to use the
I say mountain.
You know what they're talking about.
I say mountain,
mountain
a lot.
Captain
I say,
Crunch.
I never noticed.
I'm not even from this part of the country.
The
faggot.
Dayton.
Fuck it.
Don't be trying to cap on people because of the way they talk. It's not
no!
Like,
I noticed
you,
one day
you don't
that
talk
Dayton
like
people
you're
don't
supposed
say Dayton.
To. Where's your list?
Now,
where's
now,
your
I
exaggerated
we cool.
questioning tone?
Now I'm going to listen for it every time like I go to the store.
So what's it like in Dayton? No, yeah, everybody from Dayton that I meet is always like, yeah, we're from Dayton.
There's sagebrush. Yeah.
Dayton. When I leave here tonight, I'm going to call everybody on my phone from Dayton and ask them how they say Dayton.
Can you
Dayton?
Say Dayton, please?
Where are you from
use,
again?
You have never heard anybody say Dayton.
You are from Dayton. Please use it correctly in a sentence.
And just hang up.
Spell that for me.
Good day.
They don't speak.
And when you go out with a girl or boy, in whosoever case it should be,
or a boy and a boy,
what do you call that? Dayton? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Me and this guy were dating.
Ting,
yeah,
dating.
No, that was good.
That was good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that hurt me, and it wasn't even towards me. That was sad.
Dayton has a legitimate
Dayton
claim as the
Dayton.
Oldest community in Nevada.
Yeah.
And Genoa, I think, really doesn't have
it,
the same.
It looks like the oldest community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually went to a big.
Rick
I went to a debate where the
they're the
from
oldest
Dayton,
communities oh. in the
people from Dayton and people from Genoa argued about yeah. who was the oldest for like 2 hours. I listened to this shit, and then Mount House showed up and were like, actually, New Empire is the oldest.
Wasn't Dayton originally a Chinatown?
And was there a fist fight?
No.
Is there a lot of Chinese people? My mom says there's a lot of Chinese people in Dayton.
So it's like they build up
I've
this argument, and you think, okay,
really
well, maybe it's Dayton. Maybe
have you been up to Como?
Como?
Yeah, the road to Como.
Como says what?
Dick Como?
Comosexual?
No, I've never been. I just recently moved out there. I don't know the place that well.
Oh, it's I was reading.
I go to Smith's and
a lot of
Carson.
Hot chicks and Dayton.
That's about it.
Dude, the history of Nevada. There's fucking Como is a little town that's out past Dayton. So,
oh yeah,
but it's all it's. There's nothing there anymore.
What,
so.
Okay, what, is there a whorehouse? Springs?
I don't think there's even
is
that.
A ghost town.
There's not even that.
Yeah, it's a ghost town. So there's like
you ever take
like,
that back
buildings.
Road between Dayton and Fort Churchill?
I think I have.
Yeah, that's a cool little drive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I recommend it.
They all kind of look mm-hmm. the same to yeah. me.
Wait, is that like when you just keep driving straight through Virginia?
If you go
City?
Down 6 Mile. And then you go through Dayton, but just keep on 6 Mile. Even across 50, it ends up coming back
yeah.
over to 95, but Fort Churchill.
Oh, yeah. I see, yeah. Like by the Maverick?
That is real pretty.
Pass that.
Oh, pass that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
I didn't know where 6 Mile Canyon Road went, and I was in Virginia City, and we drove and drove and drove.
It.
And then there were people and houses, and I'm like, well, this isn't Carson City. This isn't – where Narnia. The fuck are we? I know. For real. We're in the back of the wardrobe. And then I stopped. We just stopped at a garage sale and said, excuse me, sir, where are we?
And they said Dayton.
And they said, yeah, you're in Dayton.
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 We don't use the
you
T.
You
want
to buy these speakers? Yeah. So. I just came off the mountain. So it was awesome. So that's how I found Dayton for the first time.
Yeah.
I went back to Virginia City. So.
I
actually one time shit my pants on that 6 Mile Canyon Road.
That yeah. road is gnarly.
I was drunk. Well, no, I was drunk.
Yeah, I wouldn't drive that drunk.
So wait, did you shit your pants because you were drunk or you shit your pants because the road was scary?
No, I shipped my pants. No, we were walking around. Oh, but you know that time that you think you're going to fart and it's like bad?
Oh, yeah. Don't trust a fart after mile
God.
Two.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
And then everybody had to ride home in the car with me smelling like shit. And you know not- that you know that water, that trickle of water that's going down the side? It says, do not drink this water. There's signs everywhere.
Oh,
like,
oh,
this
yeah.
water is like arsenic laden or
hey,
whatever.
Joe's
I don't know what's in it.
I wash my damn underwear.
You never, you're right. You never see fucking any. Like, there's just man. Signs everywhere that are like, do not drink this water.
Yeah.
You never see that. God. There's always water and people are, there's no, never a sign. And so that's what I had to like rinse my underwear out in and I still smelled like shit.
Well, that's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was an attempt.
It's like all the yeah. water up at American Flats. Same thing.
You don't drink
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's right by there.
Yeah.
You don't ever
it's all the
that.
Same water table.
Don't ever drink that.
No. There's fish in it, though. Have you ever
yeah.
seen those things?
Don't
yeah.
eat
oh,
those
yeah.
fish.
Oh, they're tasty.
If you get high enough on LSD, you
dude,
might eat one.
Yeah.
I'm right with it.
So one night I ate one of these fish, and then I was walking through the Pyramid of Stars, man. Man, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
Anyway. Do we just want to have another song?
I like
love your music.
Do you, I mean, do you guys just want to play?
I like playing.
That's up to you
no,
guys.
No, wait, do you guys have an album?
Yes. Well, we have.
Let's
okay,
talk about
moment,
your stuff.
We have
what do you got
EP.
On the works?
No, hold on. We got to talk about Reese's album. go
no,
ahead,
no,
tell
your
us.
Your drums are in it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's his EP.
It's his EP.
That you're a featured artist.
I'm just the drag around drummer.
No, you see the.
Oh, not even a featured.
I'm just kidding.
Not even a
plug-in drummer.
Yeah.
Does it sound like a one guy jacking off kind of album?
Yeah.
No,
with a fake drummer.
I don't think so. Like the first,
what a poser.
So it's four songs.
Okay,
well, actually, technically five. Okay, sorry, five songs. The first three have his drums on them. The last,
do they?
Like, the last two do not.
I'm just kidding.
So like, and it was only because Tyler like he works graveyard and stuff. So I got to kind of work.
I got to feed my kids somehow.
Him. I plan everything around him. So
he knows.
I mean, I'm the guitar player and the singer, so I basically just do all of my guitar parts and put it all together, and then I have him play his drums later.
Yeah. And just for clarification, your kids are not your nostrils and your liver, correct?
No.
Okay.
I have
actual children?
I have real living daughters. Children, yes. My oldest is Braylon, and my youngest is Skyla, and then I have another one in Tiana. There's three, actually.
How old?
4, 3, and 2.
You're a busy motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm only
countdown.
I started pretty young.
He had a grand old time for sure.
Yeah. End of high school was a good time. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I love them. They're awesome.
Well, right on. Yeah. Hey, and way to buckle down and have a job and still be in a band.
It's hard. Ask him.
Yeah, no, I got to give him props. You know, it's tough, but he makes it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we know.
You got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have kids,
yeah.
it's a.
But so, you know? All right, so you have this.
Yeah, it's an EP.
EP.
It's called.
I say with quotation marks in the air.
No, it's actually.
Wait, no,
good.
No.
It is good.
EP.
I like. Right,
go ahead.
And you produced it yourself at your place with like a Don. Like everybody on earth should know how to do that.
Well, no, I went to school for production and composition.
Where'd you go?
Cogswell College.
Where's that at?
In San Jose.
Oh. That sounds made up.
No, you can.
Cogswell.
You can
come to Cogswell's College.
Comes to Cogswell College.
That's a better name.
And there's like a bald guy with a monocle.
Exactly. He's like the Mr. Peanut outfit, but without the being a peanut.
Exactly.
So, brown suit and a red tie. I don't know. Yeah,
so was it hell expensive? Because everybody always talks about should you go to school or should you just use that money to buy a fucking studio?
You know, honestly,
I'd rather do the studio.
If you want to be a producer, like actually like make music for people, I would say. I went to college and I learned what I wanted to learn and then get the fuck out. Like
you were stoned the whole time.
But there no
he was.
They don't teach you how to get into the industry, find jobs, make contacts.
No,
well, nobody
not at
can
all.
Teach
the
you that.
The problem is that when you go to college, at least when you go to college for something like that, a degree is crazy is that you know, you go to an employer.
Was it a degree or a certification?
It was a degree. It was
okay.
A bachelor's degree.
That's a big difference with those kinds of schools.
Yeah. But what you learn is, like, you go to an employer and you're like, well, I'm going to college for this, this, and this. And they're like, oh, that's cool. What are you doing outside of college?
Fuck.
I thought that I needed to, like, go to college. Like, I thought that was the important thing. So it doesn't help much. If that's really what you want to do, you go in and you learn specifically what you're trying to do. Like, I want to learn mixing and mastering. So you go in, take your mixing classes, take your mastering classes, maybe a few music theory classes. So you have a comprehension of shit. And,
once you learn what you want, don't keep throwing money at that. Buy the equipment to do your own shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've heard industry people say you can spend $10,000, go to school, and then get out of – he said you could start just recording your friends for free. Or you could spend $10,000, get all this information, all this knowledge, get out of school, and start recording your friends for free.
Yeah.
So
it's truth. It's truth, you know?
Fuck.
I mean
– but you probably got to play and work and practice on much more expensive stuff than you would ever have had.
Yeah, you know, you get to work
and
with
the networking.
A lot of cool stuff. The networking is pretty awesome. You know, you get to go to a lot of different events.
The whole time I was learning, I wasn't around a lot of other people doing the same thing, and that would have been nice.
He was learning by lamplight with cups of tea in his bed from
my first
Civil
DAW,
War.
My first DAW was powered by steam and made of wood.
Oh, God.
And like when the track wouldn't render, you had to put more coal in.
What? Wow.
What the fuck is that even you're talking about?
And then he also eventually set up one of those bicycle things where you could power it that way. But, man, he'd trap you in this little closet for hours.
Chihuahua dog on a fucking treadmill.
Yeah, shit,
the thing
man.
Died when it was like 2 years old from running to death, power in his studio.
Then it was the fleet
was
of
cute,
guinea
though.
Pigs.
So anyway, the EP sounds great. I like the way he did it. He does it. I don't know what he does. I just show him play my drums. That's
right.
All I do.
You know, fuck yeah.
Just,
cool.
Yeah. I don't any of that shit.
you just act like everything.
I'm like that. I just show up and talk. Rick makes it sound.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You're like a drummer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to do that.
Like he sets some microphones up and stuff. I'm like, okay. So can I play now?
Yeah. Like when we recorded the drums, we put him in my living room.
Nice.
So like just cleared everything out, put mics everywhere. There was.
And did you do like 10 mics or?
There was like three
I only
or four.
Had, I think I had like three, and I just like threw one in the kick, one and two over the top.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, we had to wait till his girlfriend left
old
the house
school.
First. No, I'm just kidding.
Is that available somewhere?
Like, huh? Oh
yeah, where do we go to get this?
You can get our EP Aggressively Passive Aggressive on Bandcamp. It's just Bandcamp/LilMijo.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, and we also have a Tumblr.
I couldn't find your Facebook page. Is it under
how about
something?
A Flickr?
It depends on how you're
you
typing
gotta spell
in the
it. Right. It's different.
It's spelled differently. It's MIJHO.
Well, yeah. No, I tried like LIL space MIJHO. Oh, I bad J-O.
Or Lil.
Yeah.
Lil.
Lil.
There's no J-O at the end of your.
Don't J-O,
there's
Rick.
No J-O
no
at the end of your. It's really H-O?
M-I-J-H-O.
Oh, fuck. No wonder I couldn't find it. Okay.
That's why I couldn't find it either.
Well, way to make it hard.
Here's the thing. You know, when you try to do that, like you type in Lil Mijo, you Google that, there are so many rappers.
Like Mexican rappers?
Yeah.
Oh, named Lil Mijo. So, like, I was like,
there's
how
probably
can
some,
we...
some guys named Big Mijo, too, out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. You know,
I met him. He comes over.
I'm acquainted.
I like our name. It's different.
Yeah, I need Waxin' Rick.
Well, I wanted something you'd remember.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely sticks out.
Yeah.
It might not be the coolest name, but I like it because it's unique. It's different. Doesn't sound like every other rock band or whatever.
You can take off the Lil and just call you Mijito.
It's short.
Mijito. Hey.
that?
Because that implies it's little mijo.
Three syllable names.
Again with the G.G. Allen references.
Yeah, fucking A. Dude, that thing is like a pencil eraser. It's like, wow, how does he
Not anymore,
that?
It's not.
No, it's not.
How does this work?
As it is today.
So play more music.
Let's play. I can play more shit.
Yeah, hey, let's play. Hey, let's try to figure out a song before I get down there.
Okay.
What would you like to play, Reese?
I don't know. What would you like to play?
I don't even know the songs. So I just go with it.
Yeah, it's all right, kind of cool, sad, but true. I don't know. Fuck Portland. We did Portland already, didn't we?
Let's do Taylor Swift.
What you want to do?
Taylor Swift.
You do
Taylor
Swift. Blank space. I have a blank space cover.
This is my favorite song.
I would like to hear this. I don't believe I've ever heard any of Taylor Swift's songs, so this will be great.
Oh. Well, I'm sure somebody else has. Have you?
Or I've heard at least.
My daughter
maybe
loves
one.
Taylor Swift.
I know who she is. Yeah. But
you'll know.
Heard here, Shake It Off. I'm sure you've heard it.
Shake It Off. Yeah, no. I don't do that one.
Yeah, I don't listen to new pop music.
I try to listen to everything, you know? Shit's always changing. Everything always stays interesting.
I try to keep my kid away from new pop music because there's so much to teach her about 1950 to 1970 before she turns 10 when we start focusing on the 80s.
Oh, shit.
It's true. You speak truth.
There's only so much time before she's 13 and doesn't care about my opinion anymore.
Yeah.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
Damn. Honey. Wait a minute.
Shut the front door.
All right.
Uncle Rick's a horrible uncle.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I can show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven sent. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. Look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Oh yeah, new money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you've heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, cause I can make the good girls bad for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, I'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, I'll tell you I'm insane. Well, I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Crystal skies, I can show you incredible things. Throwing kisses, pretty lies. I'm your king, baby, you're my queen. Find out what you want, be that girl for a month. But wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Have you second guessing, like, oh my god, who is he? I get drunk, jealousy, but you'll come back, son, you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, oh, with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Well, I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Boys, only one love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn you. Boys, only one love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn you. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, oh, with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Well, I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
Ugh, fuck, gosh. I love that song so much.
I love it.
Well, I mean, done. I love that song in real life.
Faggot.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
No, seriously, I listen to 106.9, and that's fucking, I love that. That was awesome,
I like,
guys.
I really honestly do like quite a few of her songs a lot, but that's not one of my favorites, but I thought that version was great.
That was fun.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I just kind of, about 90% of the time, I just sit there with a guitar and try to figure out how I can change things and make them sound the way I want to make them sound.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was gonna say it, but I think.
Do you really
I was totally thinking play that one song. Yeah,
you know that song with the lyrics
where you rock out.
I'd rather do an original. I hate doing covers all the time.
Oh, it was another cover. Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, that one
like
was
like a Paula Abdul song or something.
That's he wants to do Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Oh yeah.
That's not bad. But two covers in a row.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We can't do that. That's bullshit.
Maybe later.
Get your shit together, Tyler.
Put your shirt back on. I might be a drummer too, but I know that kind of shit, man.
All right, hold on. I gotta do something.
And I'm not
really quick.
A drummer.
Just gonna. My guitar sounded a little iffy. You know,
iffy.
I mean.
All right. Iffy. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, while we're hanging out, I'd like to encourage you to get on the internet and check out www.jubjubsthirstparlor.com. It's a brand new website. With all the events that are coming up at Jub Jub's, both in the bar and the showroom. A lot of great events coming up as we roll into the spring and festival season. Please check it out. There's weekly, bi-weekly, updates every other week. We'll see. But yeah, JubJub'sThirstParlor.com. Check it out. It's brand new. It's awesome.
Jub Jub says, F Yordi.
Whoa.
That is what he says.
Ooh, bird.
See what Jubs.
Follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A.
F your dreams.
That sounds all right.
Follow your D.
Follow your D.
Car bombs on me.
Okay.
No.
All right, original. Let's do any more.
High as a kite on a midsummer's night. Runner, running circles, trying to get my head right. Can't tell what's wrong, but I can tell the look in your eyes. She asked me my name, but I said maybe later. We could hang around it, I could cater to all your thoughts and your fantasies. Baby, please, this isn't awkward, just what I need to do. Because I can't keep away from you anymore. I try my hardest, but it's always getting tough still. Girl, you don't know me, but I'll be your man, I know I will. I can't keep away from you anymore. Well, I was high as a kite on a midsummer's night. That's the wrong verse, but you can tell I'll make it right. I gotta keep it together, I can't go down like a feather. I gotta show you that I'm the man that you want. So baby, just come with me ever so happily. Maybe we could get together, make some memories. Cause I don't know what to do, but I know I want you. I can't keep away from you anymore. I try my hardest, but it's always getting tougher still. Though you don't know me, but I'll be here, man, I know I will. I can't keep away from you anymore. Anymore. I can't keep away from you anymore. I try my hardest, but it's always getting tougher still. Girl, you don't know me, but I'll be your man, I know I will. I can't keep away from you anymore. I can't keep away from you anymore. I try my hardest, but it's always getting tougher still. Girl, you don't know me, but I'll be your man, I know I will. I can't keep away from you anymore.
Nice.
Fucking Ray.
Damn.
Hey, Tyler, get up here. I need to ask you some questions.
Rick?
What?
I think it's time for Rory to ask people questions.
Well, let's wait for Tyler to get all the way up.
Well, he's
here.
On his way. He'll be here in a second.
Do you mind if I...
he's quick.
Hate to ask, can I do a quick bathroom break?
No.
Oh, see what happens?
No. Not right before the
quiz. But I can hold it.
Yeah, you have to hold it for the quiz.
Holding it's the way to go.
All right. It makes I'll do my best.
Better.
My doctor told me that if you hold it, it stretches your bladder out real good.
We do kind of have to, like, we're going to have a weird end of this show. We're going to do the quiz really fast, and then you guys are going to play a song, and I'm going to leave.
I suck at tests.
Oh, okay.
And Chewy's going to
end the show. We'll wrap the show up. And
all right.
Okay, so you want the music, Rory?
Yeah, I want the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
And let's keep in mind, as the worst little quiz in the world, progressive, that Reese here is operating under the handicap of needing to be. In case you boys didn't know, I'm going to ask you a series of very awkward and personal questions and then judge you on a point-based value system.
Sexually.
I love being judged.
That I arbitrarily score. Are you ready to play?
Let's do this.
All right. Reese, we'll start with you. Lover, brother, or mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Who do I cannibalize first?
Yeah. Yes, your lover, your mother, or your brother.
It's an island with no food or drink.
Oh, man. I'm going to say brother, because I don't have one.
Oh, well, then you have, like, best friend.
Everybody thinks they can just get out of it.
Yeah.
No, you can't get out of it.
Damn it. Okay, then I'm going to say friend.
I'm glad you have to pee.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say friend.
Who's your best friend?
I guess it'd be my friend Jake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not you, Tyler. That's because, hey.
Sorry, I have a life and take care of things.
Take the compliment. I don't want to eat you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You look stringy.
All right, Tyler, same question to you. Lover, mother, or brother trapped on a desert island, who is your first meal?
My brother.
Without hesitation. Yes.
Wait, I love my mom. She's my best friend.
Is this the one who doesn't drum as well as you do?
They both don't.
Oh, okay.
I have two of them.
Okay.
Right. One's disposable.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
In all of history, Tyler, who would you start a fist fight with?
In all of history, like people I know?
Or
people
in general.
Real life people, not fictional characters.
So, Oprah would count, but not Oprah's character
on
Color Purple.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'd start a fist fight with, like, Justin Timberlake. Is that all right?
He would beat the shit
out
of
whatever
you
No,
he
man.
Would not.
My money would be
he looks
on
like He looks like an older version of you.
Oh, okay. It's the hairline? No?
I think, same question? I think I'd kick the shit out of Justin Bieber.
Yeah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Somebody
I should have said
that. Jake and one for the team. What was the first album you ever bought, Reese?
The first album I ever bought? I think that was, I think that was Abbey Road.
Ah, it's good. Good,
good choice.
Mine was Blink-182 and Enema of the State.
No. Yeah.
My favorite band.
Differently, not bad choice.
I guess the Beatles probably. Yeah. We're up to Rory.
I think the Beatles are overrated, so
Blink-182. Don't get me wrong. I concur.
Blink-182, however, I hate them because they're so fucking catchy.
Oh, hey, yeah. Robert Smith played with them.
Robert Smith loved the Beatles.
Fun fact.
They got a lot of luck, I think.
So you are on a road trip across the country, Tyler. What celebrity do you want in the buddy movie of your trip with you in that passenger seat?
Oh, man. This one's hard.
That's a good question.
Travis Barker.
All right.
He's my idol.
Right on.
You know, I'm going to say James Franco.
Okay.
Because why not?
Like a
fun
cool
answer.
Dude.
That'd be a good road trip, I think. How many books do you own? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
Are we talking actual books? Can I say graphic novels, or is that no count?
That counts.
Because I have, like, the entire Marvel collection. I think
individual issues of comic books don't count. Compendiums do.
Okay, then I would say about altogether 20, 25.
Okay, and what was the last book you read?
The last book I read, actual book, was Crime and Punishment. And the last graphic novel was the Infinity Gauntlet series.
Okay.
Oh, can we skip
both
this one?
Good things. Go out nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
I have one book.
Okay.
Five or zero.
Does it start with P and rhyme with Blayboy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I do have those. I guess that counts.
Those aren't books.
No, it doesn't. What's the last book you read, though?
The Travis Barker biography. Oh,
which is the one book you own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed when the drummer makes it in the house.
Oh, that's all I did was drum. I didn't read.
Tyler, where would you haunt?
If I was...
If you're dead and you're a ghost, where would you haunt?
I would probably haunt my mom's house.
Yeah.
Just mess with her.
Reese, where would your ghost like to frequent upon it?
I would say the bathroom, because you could do some really fucked up shit in the bathroom.
That is.
Haunt the bathroom.
Take a fat
someone's
ghost
in the
dump.
Shower.
We'll just call you Chuck Berry from now on.
He really has, to piss. He's thinking about the bathroom.
Yeah.
Want some water?
Little
yeah, let
Thomas.
Me see the bottle.
What's your favorite drunk food, Reese?
My favorite drunk food? Probably the Jack in the Box Munchie meal.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
All right. Okay.
Oh, virginity question.
I'm getting there. Okay.
We haven't asked it in weeks. So.
Bathroom door, open or closed?
Close.
Either or. Don't matter to me.
Okay. Back door, entrance or exit?
Exit.
If you know what I'm saying.
If you know what I mean.
That's what I'm... If you're thinking it in that way, yeah, exit for sure.
I'm gonna... Why not both?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
do you like using it one way, but not necessarily receiving guests in the same
Do you like
entry?
Having a fat dump,
I guess
or you like
so.
Taking it in the butt?
Fair enough, yeah.
He likes a little bit of both.
All right. Reese, pleased to be describing the age and circumstance of your deflowering.
Oh, when I lost my virginity?
Yes.
That was...
How old were ye?
I think 13.
Yesterday?
Oh. These people are from Dayton, Roy.
Jesus, they bang early there.
No,
we're from Carson.
I'm originally from California.
Yeah,
okay.
He tells
all
everybody.
Right. Bad.
And how did that go down?
I was kind of a player. I would like sneak out of my house and go to girls' houses and be like, hey,
he's
man.
A pimp.
You know, look what I did for
this
you.
Was in Carson, out. Though, to be clear, right?
No,
like
this
a 13-year-old date right. rapist?
Nah, man. Okay.
Hey, look
just,
what I did for
cool.
you. Isn't it all comfy there in the trunk? I put a pillow in this
you
time.
You gotta check out my van.
Oh, is that my finger?
Where's that pinky going?
Why are you gonna make it weird, too?
I'm not
so
the one who said
so you sneak out, and that was your,
yeah,
your come
just,
on was that,
I
hey,
was snuck in well, some girl's window.
Yeah. I'm breaking the law for you?
No, see, yeah, because they'd always be like, you should come over. And I'd be like, it's the middle of the night. I could get in trouble. Yeah, but you should come over. So then I'd come over and be like,
danger.
You told me to come over. What did you...
Danger
is what
exciting.
What did you think was going to happen?
And it paid off?
It paid off.
Kicked down, girl.
Nice. In her room? Or
in
did
her
she
room.
She come outside?
No, it was in her room.
Yeah.
She's and her parents were
right.
sleeping?
She's not going to sneak out of the fucking
yeah,
house.
She's not going to get out of the house.
Well, she shouldn't have
something. Shit.
All right, what about you, Tyler? How old are you, buddy?
I was 13. And
awesome.
God, you guys.
My story's kind of embarrassing. Whoop, whoop. I hope he never hears this.
It's not as embarrassing as 19, so whatever, dude.
No, I never... No. Anyways, I have my old best friend's older sister.
Hey.
Damn. I don't want to say names.
No name. But like back of a car,
so
top
she's
of a
somewhere
mountain.
Thinking, oh, my little brother's kid friend is fucking like pretty it, cute.
It, yeah, yeah, wow. She was a lot older than me too.
Jesus,
like
if she's banging like
older?
How? Wait, should we even know this? If she's, she better not be over 18.
She was 17.
Okay,
yeah.
Well that's barely
I guess,
okay.
That's
money.
Close.
That's
damn.
I look back and I would be like, what the hell is she?
Was she?
Thinking?
Yeah. Was she like kind of like
it's a little? Yeah. Was she the fry girl at McDonald's?
No, she was cute.
I met a really
and
fat
I had sex
girl
with her
okay.
for a long time after that too. Until I was like at least 20.
Did you roll her in flour?
All right. Well, so
it,
there was a relationship established. It wasn't
yeah.
like she just used you and threw you away.
No,
yeah.
like yeah.
Yes. She groomed you for long-term use.
Yeah, she taught me the ways. I was pretty experienced by the time I was 14, 15.
But the first time, like,
by the time I got into high school,
where was it? What had that go down?
It was in her house. And,
oh, okay.
Well, they lived in like Stagecoach at the time. So, but they went to school in Carson with me. You know,
God,
stretch,
you are a real
man.
Nevada kid.
I'm yeah.
Right. That's what all the kids do when you don't give them something to do. Parents
yeah,
out there,
they go out and lose their virginity
nothing
in Stagecoach.
Better to do, man.
Yeah, I don't know why they
they
moved
drive
out there.
Around the back roads and humping trailers.
Stagecoach is a big prostitution industry out there.
Now they're definitely. Gonna know who I'm talking about since I said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's only a handful of people in state.
Yeah, there's like four.
Does
people
your best friend
it.
Know
no,
that you
no,
banged a sister?
Don't worry.
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody.
Now,
there's only like 12 people who listen to this
he'll
show.
Know Thursday
oh,
when he
cool.
hears this episode.
I was gonna show my mom and stuff, but now I feel weird.
I really hope your mom listens to this. What's her name? So I can tag her in it on Facebook.
Angie Charles. Go ahead. Just go ahead and do it.
Do it. All right. Well, and
my
right.
best friend was on the show, and he talked about having. Never mind.
My last my last question is hopefully a reference that'll go over both of your heads, but your mom might get. If you're being led to the gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer it to be, Tyler?
Eddie Murphy.
All right.
Yeah.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
Oh,
damn.
Ed Reese.
Damn.
Jim Jeffries.
Jim Jeffrey.
Of course, he says a name. No, I don't know.
Interesting.
It's that guy in South America that killed everybody with the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Well,
that's
fun.
Yeah. That's
real fun. I like that.
That's where South America Kool-Aid comes from.
Totally. Totally, South America.
Oh.
Oh wow. All right. Going to the rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Do it.
Nick has all these questions.
Puke or diarrhea?
Go.
Diarrhea for sure.
Puke.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay, for sure.
Red hair.
Okay. No offense. No offense to anyone.
Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ozzy.
Dio.
Okay. Beatles or Elvis?
Elvis. Beatles are overrated.
Elvis.
Huh? Both of you big Elvis?
Yeah.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Wars.
I never watched either. But if I had to choose, Star Wars is more popular, I guess.
Right. Bandwagon.
Imagine a world where you could only have Elvis or Star Wars. Which is it?
Elvis.
It's much a harder question for Reese.
You're a musician, fool.
I did Elvis.
Elvis wasn't.
Fuck. Well, I guess not. He did some weird stuff with his legs.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, man. That one's fucking tough. Cancer.
Cancer because you have a chance.
Yeah.
At least with cancer, you can tell your family.
Elko or Vegas?
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Coldplay or Herpetic Sore?
You always do that wrong.
Herpes.
What am I supposed to do?
Nickelback or herpes?
Oh,
whatever.
You always take the worst.
I'm going to stick with
that. No, I take the best because they both suck.
Oh, that's true. So.
I think, yeah.
I'm not doing it wrong. You guys don't get the joke I'm making.
Okay.
I think herpes would be cool. I'm just kidding. I'd rather
have herpes than Coldplay, man.
You know how you get herpes, right?
Listening to Coldplay. Yeah.
Oh.
You're herpes.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised or not?
Not
circumcised. It's dirty, man. You got to pull it back and clean it. Shit takes too much time.
Hey, it's
that's
sexy.
So not true.
It's genital mutilation.
I
got to
tell you, God
man.
Makes a better dick than men do.
Bags, bags and bags of penis skin.
This is pleasure.
Yuck.
I never
looked
at it.
Little round spaghettios of little boys.
Oh my
dicks.
Goodness, that's crazy.
That has to be around somewhere.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, they save it in a freezer for later. Yeah. It's like jerky. No,
that's what spaghettios are.
Oh, that's dark.
That's what spaghetti.
yeah. I just took this show to a bad place.
Oh, mom, don't listen to this, please.
That's not true. Actually, spaghettios are just pasta made in a factory.
I don't know, man.
But it's those little meatballs that are questionable.
That was fun. What else you got?
What other rapid fire questions are there? All right, I think we're
all dead silent. Yeah,
nice. So, all right, we got them all. So, with a grand score of Tyler with 1,275 points.
What's up?
Beats out Reese's 1042.
Oh. Hey, good game, guys.
Good game, though. A lot of great answers from both.
I really thought that it was going to go the other way, but
yeah, of course you did, because I'm the drummer.
Yep.
Nobody cares about the drummer.
Nobody does.
Make assumptions.
Well, I got to take off. I got to get open mic to host, but I think you guys should play another song.
Got anything you want to plug before you leave?
Shameless.
Yeah. Oh,
I have some plugs.
Well, you
go first, Rory.
You and me are going to close
mine
the show.
Mine is not. This coming weekend, I'm getting a haircut at Salon 7.
Fuck
go
yeah.
Patronize Salon
cool,
7. Because
yeah.
Salon 7's awesome.
Especially
if you go see Jason Reed. Mention my name, Reverend Rory Dowd, or the Worst Little Podcast, and I'll get a free haircut. but on Friday, the first Friday, February 5th, not this Friday, but the next, I'll be performing at First Fridays of Foxy Olive with Eric Foreman, the originator of the series. He's coming back for one night with me on stage under the sweaty lights. I'm not sure whose art's going to be featured for February, but I'm sure they're going to have some new stuff up on the wall, so please come check it out. I'm also hosting the open mic for the third time in a row next week, so show up to that too. It's on the 1st or something. It'll be grand, I'm sure. And then I'm going out of town, and I hate you all.
All right, have fun.
Saturday.
Watch out.
Jupiter.
Don't drink the water.
I'm unplugging things, Rick.
I know we're doing stuff later. Go ahead. But I know we're doing stuff later, but I still want to get it before I forget.
Go for it.
Idol Smasher. Idol Smasher with Nate, the intern, you guys. Remember Nate?
Yeah, I remember
he's playing. Yeah, and Idol Smasher's fucking amazing. And they're playing at Shea's Tavern Saturday, January 30th. Doors open at 8 o'clock, $5 donation. And they're playing with a bunch of metal bands. Okay, Seeker, Left Behind, Great American Ghost, and Idol Smasher. They're the last one listed. Does that mean they're playing first? So you can just watch them and leave.
Just go
Shays,
find out.
It's a toss-up, man.
Right? Yeah. Depends on who's more cooked
sure
up.
Sure those badass metal bands that are there are going to be awesome, too.
Yeah, 715 South Virginia Street, for those who don't know.
If you don't know where Shays is, then you guys really
fucking
need to get
town.
A clue.
Yeah,
if you don't know where Shays is, your nose and liver are probably a lot
maybe
healthier
you're new to
than
town.
Ours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great metal poster with, like, anyway, okay.
All right, so you guys going to do another song real quick?
Yeah, we got a song we're about to play. It's called, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Shoes and Booze.
Shoes and booze or drum shoes
key.
And booze?
Shoes and booze.
Did he lose the drum key again?
No,
fuck.
It was his phone. I'm just teasing
he
him.
He loses everything.
Really, the first 3 minutes I met him, he lost his drum key three times.
I lose a lot.
Yep, it happens.
I can't find my drum key either.
$100. Bam,
bam, bam.
Boom.
All right, you
can
wait for me to get down there, please. Thank you.
Hey, get your shit together.
I'm working on it. Can you shut this?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, look.
I took a walk outside. I stole a car and I went for a drive. Oh, I went to the town we grew up in. There wasn't much left, no, there wasn't much there. Got out of the car for a breath of fresh air. And I saw the church we'd forgotten. I get so weary, it makes me feel dreary. Oh, I get so weary, down in my bones. Tattered and hoarse, the church hall's before us. We'd walk through the altar, and we'd share a smoke. Oh, the jokes that you told me were set forth in motion. We talked about futures and warnings. What life would be like if we'd never met. Well, I must confess, life would be boring. I get so weary, it makes me feel dreary. I get so weary, down in my bones. I get so weary, it makes me feel dreary. I get so weary down in my soul. It's just not as simple as leaving. Bridges be burned and friendship be damned. Just know if you do this, there's no turning back. I just hope that you're good. I hope that you're well. I hope when you hear this, I hope you can tell. Oh, I hope you can tell that I am lonely. I get so weary, it makes me feel dreary. I get so weary, down in my bones. I get so weary, it makes me feel dreary. I get so weary, down in my bones. I get so weary, in my soul. Yeah, I get so weary. Yeah, I get so weary. Yeah, I get so down in my bones.
Fuck.
Awesome.
Well, if you're not too weary, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, we can do another one.
Okay. Give one more.
Do what are you feeling, Tyler? What are you feeling up in this Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. So he just wants you to get shut down.
I just
want to
crush your hopes and dreams.
Drummers need to learn their place.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Before I sing a song, I got a fucked up joke about drummers. You ready for this? What do you do with the dumbest person in the band?
What?
You give them 2 sticks and you throw them in the back. Zing. I don't know. It made me laugh. Whatever. All right. Let's see. What do we got? Did we... We haven't recorded Portland yet. Or did you record Portland? Your face.
Portland.
Oh, well, no, I got you. We'll do 4 to 9.
In your eyes, I see a beautiful girl. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. But I could be for tonight. When I look at your face, I see tiny freckles. When I look at your face, I see a beautiful girl. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. But I could be for tonight. Yeah, it might seem wrong, but we just go on. We can smoke like Cheech and Chong. Just let it go. And it might seem strange, but we can rearrange if you can just change and let it go. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. I know I'm not the one. But I could be for tonight.
Nice.
Fucking rad, you guys.
Thank you.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was way good.
I really like your guys' shit. Fuck.
Well, we, I don't know. We just try to do with the best we can with what we have.
Are you planning to wear live in the near future?
We have a show at A to Zen on March 5th.
Where's that?
But we have to go to Carson for that, right?
It is in Carson. We're looking for Reno shows.
I'm kidding, Carson. I love you.
We have a ton of Carson fans.
I mean, yeah, we've been looking for stuff in Reno. We might have a show in the at the Holland Project pretty soon.
Nice.
But the... Most, or the one that's coming up is March 5th for,
In my pants.
For A to Zen. Oh, baby.
March 5th, Rick? Really?
But, yeah, which should be us, Nona Nonchalant, and I think we're still looking for one more band.
Oh, I love Nona Nonchalant.
And I'm trying to talk them into it. We'll see what happens.
Are they all still together, the same lineup as last time I saw them last summer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I always think it seems like fucking, oh.
They're pretty cool. I like those guys. They're, you know, we played a show with them at the Holland Project.
A couple of them are a little nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, that's to be expected
with
bands,
musicians.
You know,
yeah.
Like
fucking A.
It's normal.
Right. But goddamn, I love their music.
The weirdest ones are the most entertaining.
Fucking A. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Of course.
Well.
Yeah.
Saying, so like you were saying, look for you online. It's
yeah. So you can
Lil
find
Miho
us
with the M-I-J-H-O. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. You all can right. find us on Facebook. Again, it's spelled M-I-J-H-O.
Remember, there's no J-O in Lil Miho.
Yeah. That's not there. Actually, I've gotten stopped by a lot of people. You know, they're like, you know, yeah. you spelled Miho.
Has any cartel
right?
guys ever threatened you guys for using their name?
No, you know, I haven't gotten any threats or anything. I've just gotten a lot of, you know, you spelled Miho wrong, right?
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, fuck, man. I got to change all the shirts. It's all over. Damn it. But, but yeah, you can find Facebook, Bandcamp, you know, Bandcamp, just / Lil Miho. And also, we have a Tumblr page. So
rad.
Hit us up.
Well, I know we have a real small percentage of our fans that are sports fans, but I wanted to plug the Reno Bighorns are pretty fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. against Santa Cruz, they're playing. It's a good thing to do in the afternoon with the family. Go, you know, see a game. Check it out downtown. It's fun. Rick, you got anything else?
No.
Oh, can I do a quick plug real quick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so our friends, We Predict a Riot.
Not that one.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the Cargo Hotel. They're going to be opening for Asking Alexandria. So if you guys want to give them some support, head on out there and check them out. They're awesome.
Man, Cargo's doing a pretty
good job. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hey, I was not, that was out of context.
They're a shitty batch of pukes. That shit's for commies.
That's actually accurate.
Damn.
All right, then. Is that it?
Chewy, do you want to do the amazing closeout that we never practice, that you never do? And then after that, you guys can play one more song to close us out. Is that cool?
That's fine.
Do you know what song it's going to be?
So, I know what song it's going to be.
This is the worst little podcast in the world. And for Rory Dowd, Rick Spagnola, myself, Josh Martin, and the missing Nick Ramirez, and our great guests and our great assistants here in the back room, thanks a lot for listening. Love you. Good night.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Free. But I'm parasite, creep and crawl, I step into the night. Two pints of booze, tell me, are you a bad fish too? Are you a bad fish too? Well, ain't got no calls with God. Got no time to grow old. Lord knows that I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this earth? And maybe your big blue whale, I'll grab the reef and I'll duck down and fell. And I can swim, but I wish I never learned, 'cause the water germs. Dive deep when it's 10 feet overhead, and grab the reef that's underneath my bed. Underneath my bed, well, ain't got no quarrels with God. Ain't got no time to grow old. Lord knows that I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this? There's a steel train coming in. I would take it if I could, and I would not lie to you, because someday morning soon you'll see where things will be much easier to say upon the microphone, just like a boss DJ. But I will walk up on the seat like a West Drive land. The boss DJ ain't nothing but a man. No trouble, no fuss, and I know why. It's so nice, I wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice, I wanna hear the same song twice. These days the songs on the radio, they all drive me crazy.
I don't fancy making a fool of myself.
DogWaterStudios.com.
Bet that's not worth much.
Fuck you.